Hi everybody, I'm Mike.
And I'm Tiffany.
Oh,
Are you okay?
I'm just feeling a little tired today. Not much energy, you know. I'm okay, I'm just, just a little slow.
How come? What did you do last
A lot
night?
of work, not sleeping very well, a lot of things to think about, and just very busy today. So, the energy goes down in the afternoon a little bit.
Well, how about you drink a cup of coffee?
Hey, that's not a bad idea. A nice cup of coffee might really pick me up.
Right. You should get a cup then.
I should. It would be great to have a cup of coffee. Now, if only we knew someone who made a really good, delicious cup of coffee. That would be great.
You know what? I think I know the person.
Really?
Yeah, and he makes a really special kind of design on top too.
Fantastic. Let's go.
Let's go check him out.
All right, check it out.
A fancy cup of coffee.
You will really like the coffee here.
It's so pretty. My cafe latte has a leaf design on top.
The baristas here do a great job.
I don't want to ruin it, but it smells delicious.
If you like that, you'll definitely love Kazuki Yamamoto's work.
Is he some kind of coffee artist?
He is the Picasso of coffee art.
Could you show me some of his work?
Wait a minute. Let me turn on my computer.
Well, let's drink our coffee while the computer loads.
Leaf, leaf. The cook used the vegetable leaves for this dish. The cook used the vegetable leaves for this dish. Great, great. Rex is a great dog and is always there for me. Rex is a great dog and is always there for me. Ruin, ruin. The big earthquake ruined some of the buildings in the city. The big earthquake ruined some of the buildings in the city. Art, art. Leonardo da Vinci was good at art, science, and medicine. Leonardo da Vinci was good at art, science, and medicine.
Wow, that was a really good coffee I had. I shouldn't have had 5 cups of coffee. Now I feel really awake.
Uh-oh. Okay, well, it's all right. I think you'll be fine.
I think I'll be fine.
Yeah,
Yes.
you'll be fine.
Just have to calm down. Of
Yeah,
course, you
stop
really
jittering.
shouldn't drink that much coffee. Have, one or maybe 2 cups. You don't want to have 5. Otherwise, you'll look like this and you'll talk really fast and you won't sleep for 4 days.
But it's okay. I think we'll be
Oh,
fine.
thank you.
Yeah.
I hope
I'm
so
here for
too.
you.
Okay. And Brendan is here for all of us, and he's introducing Patricia to a new coffee shop, right?
Right. All
Hmm.
right. So what does the article say?
Brendan says you will really like the coffee here. Okay. So he's telling his friend Patricia she will like the coffee. This, of course, tells us that Patricia has never tried the coffee, right? That's why
Yeah.
Brendan's saying you will really like it. Brendan knows it's good. Now, what does Patricia think of the coffee?
Patricia says, "It's so pretty.
Oh.
My cafe latte has a leaf design on top.
Ooh.
It's really fancy."
Yeah.
Right? So we see here a cafe latte is a coffee drink made with steamed milk. Okay, so latte comes from the Italian word milk. What
Oh.
does cafe in Italian mean?
Coffee.
So we know that this means a milk coffee.
Cafe latte, milk
Yeah.
coffee. Okay.
Right, so we also have a word pair word here. We have the word leaf, L-E-A-F. It's a noun and it's the flat green part of a plant growing from a stem or branch. So it's the thing that kind of pops out like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what's our word power sentence, Mike?
It reads, the cook used the vegetable leaves for this dish. The cook used the vegetable leaves for this dish. Because, of course, vegetables are plants.
Right.
And just like trees or bushes or flowers, vegetables and fruit trees will have leaves. Now, I think with the coffee, it's not a real leaf from
right.
a tree, not a green leaf in the coffee. That would be a little strange.
Mm-hmm.
What they do, and many of you would know this, is they draw kind of a leaf using the cream and using the milk, right?
So
they can make these cool designs. I've seen cats and stars. Leaves are quite popular, too, little flowers or something like that. But you need to be very skilled. You need to be really good at making coffee to make a drawing in the coffee. And Brendan says, the baristas here do a great job, okay? Of course they do a great job because they're so good at making beautiful coffee. Something great is good, more than good. It's wonderful. It's really, really good. Or maybe it's fantastic, all right? For example, we could say Rex is a great dog and is always there for me. So he's a really nice, friendly, good dog. He's a great dog. And we had that word barista. We should mention
right.
that. A barista is someone who makes coffee, okay? We don't call them a chef or a cook or something like that. We call them a barista, especially if they know how to make sort of special, beautiful, complicated coffee.
Mm-hmm.
If it's me in the kitchen with some coffee and hot water and a spoon,
I don't think you're a barista.
I'm not a barista.
I'm not either.
But if they're making lattes and cappuccinos and doing those drawings, they're probably a barista, someone who is trained to make special coffees.
Yeah, and they should know a lot about the coffee beans and where the coffee comes from
as
well.
True, yeah, experts.
Yeah. All right, so next Patricia says, I don't want to ruin it, but it smells delicious.
That's true.
Mm, okay, so we see our word pair word here, ruin, R-U-I-N. It's a verb and it means to damage something so badly that it loses all its value or its pleasure and more. Okay, so she's afraid to kind of touch it because it just looks so nice. And I think that happens to me too when I see food or I see any kind of fancy drink and I'm like, wow, it looks so nice. I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to ruin it.
It's true. It looks delicious. You want to eat it, but it's so beautiful. You know, putting your spoon in there or cutting it feels like, oh, you're going to ruin it. You're going to kind of make it more ugly because it's so beautiful now. All right. What's our example sentence?
Well, our word power sentence is, the big earthquake ruined some of the buildings in the city.
Oh, yeah.
The big earthquake ruined some of the buildings in the city.
Right.
We see this happen before with the 311 earthquake in Japan.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
It ruined a lot of buildings and even almost the whole city.
That's right. Or even typhoons can ruin things. So the buildings have broken windows. Maybe after the earthquake, they're falling down. They're ruined. You can't use those buildings anymore. All right. Well, let's get back to Brendan and Patricia. Brendan says, if you like that, you'll definitely love Kazuki Yamamoto's work. Ooh, okay. So he's saying if you like that, if you like the coffee and the leaf, if you think that is good, you will definitely love Kazuki Yamamoto's work. So I get the idea he's an artist of some kind. Definitely means for sure, 100%. So he's saying if you think that's good, you will love this other thing. But we're not sure. What is Kazuki Yamamoto?
So Patricia says, is he some kind of coffee artist?
Okay. Often when we talk about a person's work in that way, we're talking about an artist, like Da Vinci's work or the work of Picasso or something like that. And Brendan mentions the famous painter Picasso. He says he, that's Kazuki Yamamoto, is the Picasso of coffee art.
Wow.
Oh, okay. So Picasso was a great painter. This guy is a great barista.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Art, well, of course, art are things that you do. You paint, you draw, you write, or music, you play, or something like that, in order to say something about your feelings, about what you think, or what's important to you. We see art in museums and in galleries. We can listen to art, you know, if you're listening to Mozart or watching a Shakespeare play. All of this stuff we call art. There's many kinds of art, but people do it not because it is a machine, it does a job. No, they do it because it helps them express, it helps them get their feelings out. And it gives us something to watch and look at and go, ooh.
To admire. We feel inspired by it as well.
Absolutely. I feel inspired by word power sentences.
Oh.
Can you give me one?
Sure. All right. So Leonardo da Vinci was good at art, science, and medicine.
Oh, I'm so inspired now. Yes.
Leonardo da Vinci was good at art, science, and medicine.
That's right. Yeah, he was famous for all of those things.
A Renaissance man.
He's the original one, yeah.
All right, so next Patricia says, could you show me some of his work?
Da Vinci? Oh, no. Kazuki Yamamoto. Yeah. That's right. All right. Brandon says, wait a minute. Let me turn on my computer. So he has some pictures on his computer. And what does Patricia think?
Okay, well, before we get into that, let's take a look at our 英文快译通.
Okay.
Hello, 大家好 I'm Kim 大家有没有印象在英文的电影或者影集中常常会听到一句话那就是 Let's go 没错这句话代表的意思就是我们走吧出发吧的意思前方的 let 代表有让人怎么样或者使人怎么样的意思这个 let 共有常见的两个用法现在就让我们一起来看看吧首先我们来看看第一个用法刚刚我们说到了 let's go 代表的是我们走吧出发吧的意思很有表达建议的意味它的句型是 let's 加上原形动词否定句型的话则是 let's not 加上原形动词例如我们说 let's go out tonight let's go out tonight就表示我们今晚一起出门吧让我再多举个例子给同学参考我有一位朋友 John 他是我的好妈吉但每次跟他出门时他都相当的优柔寡断无论吃东西看电影都常常犹豫不决例如他常常提议说 Let's go to this restaurant tonight Let's go to this restaurant tonight 我们今晚就去这间餐厅用餐吧但到了现场看到菜单后他又说 Let's not eat here Let's not eat here 我们还是不要在这边吃好了接着他可能又会提议要去看电影 Let's go to the movies Let's go to the movies 到了现场后他却又反悔说他想要回家了 Let's go home Let's go home 是不是有点烦人呢好看完了第一个用法再让我们来看看 let 的第二个用法这个句型是 let 加上受词再加上原形动词否定用法的话则是 don't let 加上受词再加上原形动词很有请求的意味例如我刚刚提到的那位好朋友 John 他前几天其实才刚跟他喜欢的女生朋友表白没想到被拒绝了很多朋友为了让他释怀都跟他说让那个女生走吧 Let her go Let her go 一定还有其他的人适合你但我跟 John 说如果你真的喜欢她的话就不要让她走掉 Don't let her go Don't let her go 最后 John 真的听了我的意见跑去找了那个女生在大家面前又大声告白了一次 Let me be your boyfriend Let me be your boyfriend 让我做你的男朋友吧没想到这个女生答应了我真的很替他们开心好了经过今天的讲解之后希望各位同学对 let 的用法能更了解也希望大家下次遇到自己喜欢的对象要鼓起勇气不要轻易放弃英文快译通我们下次见咯
Okay, well we're still waiting I think for the pictures to come up on Brendan's computer. Maybe he needs to buy a new computer.
Yeah, it's kind of slow.
So, oh, maybe the computer needs a coffee.
Oh, right. I think that will give it some extra energy.
You think if you pour some coffee on the computer will work faster?
It could work, but then at the same time, I think your computer might actually break.
I think it would die.
Yeah.
People like coffee, but I think most other things, you should keep coffee away from most other things.
Especially with electronics.
Yes, definitely. However, we're still waiting for the pictures to come up on the computer. What does Patricia think about all this?
Patricia says, well, let's drink our coffee while the computer loads.
That's a very good idea. Mm-hmm. I think we should join her. So you guys, go get yourself a cup of coffee. Maybe just one, a small one.
Don't get five.
That's right, and we'll hopefully find out more about Kazuki Yamamoto very soon, but we'll see you after the break. Have you ever been really good at making coffee, Tiffany?
Not really. No. I'm also the type, well, actually, I'm not a really big coffee drinker.
Okay.
So for me, it's always just the packets, hot water, spoon.
Yeah, we call that instant coffee.
Right.
Right? You only need hot water, a cup, a spoon, mix it, there it is, it's finished. But of course, when we're talking about baristas, when we're talking about coffee art, mm-hmm. and very talented people like Mr. Yamamoto, this is not instant coffee. This is the real stuff, right? And a lot of people, they get the beans, and then they have that machine.
A fancy machine.
And it cuts the beans into tiny pieces, and then you put it in the hot water. Oh, my gosh. It can actually take a long time to make a really good cup of coffee.
Right.
If you do it the barista way.
Right, but I actually like that method sometimes. Mm-hmm. If I do have the time to go to a cafe, mm-hmm. I really do enjoy watching them make the coffee and then enjoying it as well because it really tastes so different from your instant coffees, I think.
Very true. It's a lot better. It's, of course, more expensive, but you're right. When you have the time and the money to have a really special coffee in a nice coffee shop made by a well-trained professional barista, mm-hmm. that's quite an interesting experience. So I think that's something we should all try out. I had a good coffee machine at home 2 or 3 years ago, but something happened to it.
Did you ever take it to get it fixed?
Well, I think I could have gotten it fixed. I don't know. It had this special container for the hot water. And one day my cat was walking around in the kitchen, and she knocked it on the floor, and the glass broke. And I tried to look for another one, but I couldn't find one. So that was my career as a barista. It was very short. I only made a few simple coffees, but it gave me a feeling of what the baristas do because it looks so easy when they do it.
Right.
But it's really, really not. So join us tomorrow. We're going to find out more about coffee art, the great Mr. Yamamoto, the Picasso of coffee art, and of course our friends Patricia and Brendan will be there as well.
We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Yes, speaking.
Yes, speaking.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jillian. 欢迎来到 A Plus 小聚会。请问同学们，有人打电话指定要找你时，简单一句话，我就是，要怎么用英文回答对方呢？这时候，请不要马上 Yes, I am 就冲出来了哦。还记得我们昨天有介绍过 Who's speaking, please 这个句子吗？今天我们要继续用到 speaking 这个字，回答对方我就是，其实很简单。英文的讲法就是 Yes, speaking. Yes, speaking. 例如有人要找 Jillian 老师时，对方可能会问 May I speak to Jillian, please? 意思就是说，请找 Jillian 听电话可以吗？如果是由我本人来接电话，我就可以回答 Yes, speaking. 是的，我就是。其实这句话是由 This is Jillian speaking 省略而来，而最简单的讲法只要一个字Speaking 也可以哦。我们来整理一下我就是的三种回答方式。This is Jillian speaking. Yes, speaking. Speaking. 到目前为止我们可以发现电话用语好常用到 speak 或是 speaking 这个动词，因为打电话都是与说话有关系的缘故。今天介绍的句子虽然简短，但却很实用，希望同学们都能够记起来哦。那我们再复习一下今天的例句。A Plus 小聚会，我们下次见。Bye.
Yes, speaking.
Yes, speaking. speaking.
A fancy cup of coffee.
You will really like the coffee here.
It's so pretty. My cafe latte has the leaf design on top.
The baristas here do a great job.
I don't want to ruin it, but it smells delicious.
If you like that, you'll definitely love Kazuki Yamamoto's work.
Is he some kind of coffee artist?
He is the Picasso of coffee art.
Could you show me some of his work?
Wait a minute. Let me turn on my computer.
Well, let's drink our coffee while the computer loads.
Leaf. Leaf. The cook used the vegetable leaves for this dish. The cook used the vegetable leaves for this dish. Great. Great. Rex is a great dog and is always there for me. Rex is a great dog and is always there for me. Ruin. Ruin. The big earthquake ruined some of the buildings in the city. The big earthquake ruined some of the buildings in the city. Art. Art. Leonardo da Vinci was good at art, science, and medicine. Leonardo da Vinci was good at art, science, and medicine.